Call the County Commission meeting open at 9:02 for October 21st, 2019. Is there any commission remarks? No. Approve accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 456. 669 through 456708, warrants 7294 through 7295, and 6 journal entries.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I don't know that we can. Okay. I don't know. Can we? You were not here last week, so do we need to hold this over till the next week?
Approval of previous meeting minutes. Did you want to move to table those till next week?
I believe we'll need to table October 15, 2019 regular minutes till next week.
Do you want to make that motion?
I make that motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Can I do this? How would I do this?
Morning. The first set of court orders will be the add-on to the book. The listing for it is like 3 pages long. So
right. Is this the abatement 205638 through 205781?
Yes, but there's
the sporadic three in there.
There's
I'm
sporadic,
just saying.
Yeah, but, yeah, best pages.
Okay, and then this is the add-on, not the occupancy, correct?
Correct. I figure we hit the biggest one first and.
Now, are these, explain to us, when we met last week, my understanding was is the direction was given to do the occupancy separate because those were mislabeled as erroneous assessment, correct?
Not this set of occupancies.
Okay. Not that set.
That was...
This was the group that was already going to be presented to today?
Yeah, this here is the group that was already set to be presented to you today.
So.
I think what he's talking about, you're saying the add-ons you're talking about is from splits, right? You said the largest group?
The largest group is majority of them.
So the add-ons that Commissioner Williams referenced is all from splits, the large group?
Yes, this large group is.
The ones that we talked about on Thursday?
None of them are ready.
They're not ready yet. Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out. No, that's not that one. The ones we talked about Thursday, they don't have prepared to present back to us yet.
They are prepared, but
No, they're not. I haven't prepared them.
Okay.
You did your portion. He hasn't done his portion.
I haven't received them.
Okay.
Since I talked to you, Ulrich has sent me that it's in the book now.
Okay.
They're not here before us right now, though, is what I'm asking.
No, sir.
Okay, so these are not the ones that we looked over last week that we said, hey, let's take a different look.
No, they are not.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to clarify. Thank you.
Are the add-ons that Commissioner William has right there, are they from the splits? Right here.
Are they all from splits, or?
They're all marked add-ons, so.
Well, they had to come from somewhere. We don't make more land, so.
Right, so they had to have been split off of some.
So they're property. Split from this parcel to smaller parcels. Is that right?
I would say so, but I have not reviewed these add-ons.
Okay.
I took these three pages here and reviewed them all again. Took them or sent them to Ulrich. These are the ones that you all denied. You denied these three pages here. Different pages than what you first talked about. These add-ons, if I'm understanding it right.
These are the ones that was put in to be seen on the 21st. As
these we've not looked at yet.
I have not looked at them at all. And yes, I do believe that they are, as you call, splits.
So whenever it's split, you have the two parcels, and those combined should equal the same as the previous parcel.
Not necessarily in a reassessment year.
I understand that. This is 2019, so, but the book's already been closed.
It should equal back to the original parcel amount.
So do we know if these do or not?
I cannot say for certain that they do.
Do we have the original parcel that they were split from?
When you have three here with the same name, is that the different parcels put in the same people's names? I'm assuming in some instances, though, it's going to be a separate name. Is that correct?
Correct.
And should be a new parcel number.
I don't see, I don't know which, the notes I received did not tell me which parcel it was being split from.
It's the parent parcel.
Yeah. All the notes I ever received said 2019 abatement split add on to books. 1019 LW.
Pardon me?
Is Lynn here today?
Yes.
Normally when it's split, you'll have that main number. Mm-hmm. And these last ones are just than that.
Well, like it here. Those three.
Yeah, they come from the same.
If you follow them out, there's going to be a change. Wes is looking at one right here, a change report. It's not with each parcel, but probably the parent parcel. And then the add-ons don't have that change report with them.
When you say a change report, what do you mean? Change the value?
It's a report that looks like that.
The mapping department. When there's a deed comes in, so they present that.
So not necessarily in value, just in size, description.
They might take one parcel and split it three ways.
Right.
They might split it 20.
That's why it's a split. It's not a change in value.
Mm-hmm. There, as Wes said, there could be a split. I mean a change in value. But a lot of them, there would not be a change in value.
I guess my question is, and this has been discussed, after the book is closed, there can't be a change in value. Is that, because then the citizen loses their right to go to Board of Equalization and then on the State Tax Commission. Am I wrong in that?
Okay.
My opinion, they always have an opportunity. If they did not have an opportunity by way of a change notice, previous to the book closing, or whenever, they can protest and go to the State Tax Commission. Right or wrong.
They can pay it in protest. And then
pay it in protest.
They just lose the first right.
But they still have a right to appeal.
Convoluted, but yes.
Well, I mean, we didn't create the split. They created their own split.
They sold, say they own 20 acres, and they sold 5 acres off. Then that created a new parcel, so you had to split it off of the 20-acre parcel, where maybe their 20-acre parcel ended in 000, and then theirs might be like 001. Then the value of their land, and if it's just ag land, it would be just a small amount would have went down. Because that new value would go on to the new parcel. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow you.
Okay. But what I think I'm hearing is if these are all add-ons, the value of, I'm going to use myself, the value of my land did not go in, out any in the taxes. The assessed value of my land has not went down any by me selling off 5 acres of my 20-acre strip.
It wouldn't go down.
It would not?
If she has 5 acres less, and it's not the same individual that owns it?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow you.
I'm sorry, I probably didn't explain it well.
It's pretty tough to, without looking at each parcel, mm-hmm. to see what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, as you can see, we go through a lot of them. The mapping department presents new numbers to us, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They usually take that parent number and all of the section, township, and range, everything stays the same except for that last digit. And that's where, so.
After the last decimal point, it usually changes.
I'm sorry, what?
After the last decimal point.
Got it. Yes.
Usually changes. Yes. I've noticed that too.
So, if we look at these, all of those that would have the same numbers up to the last point, 000, then they would probably have came, and I can't say probably, they should have came then from the same parent parcel, so we can tell by that. But I don't, there's no parcel with the parent parcel that's being lowered at all. Is that what I'm understanding?
I would not make that statement without looking at each particular one.
Well, the reason I'm going on is they all say add-ons.
Correct.
Okay.
So that would indicate that there's a new parcel number.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wanting us to make sure that the original parent parcel value is the total of all of the splits off of that property?
It should be, should it not? It should be lowered down to...
I think it's been done both ways, but I believe that, yes, Chuck's right, that if an individual had property increase after the tax book closes, they have the right to go to the state tax commission. But it is difficult for a citizen to go to the state tax commission, even though they only agreed to come here. And so the BOE is kind of set aside. I mean, why do we have BOE? But commissions have agreed and gone back and forth over the years. It's just what you want.
It's not what we want. It's what our attorney says.
I understand. And like I said, whatever the commission determines is the proper way to proceed. We can go back, and if you want us to, we can present later today or later this week after we get with Lynn, since it looks like she's the one that's done the splits, and find the parent parcel and the original value and see if it adds up.
I'm just thinking, if you have 100 acres and you sell off 50, then, yeah, you should lose 50 acres worth of value on your taxes.
Agreed. And also, when you put it into smaller lots, the value generally goes up for a smaller lot than for a larger lot.
You got 100 acres, your value is going to be X number. When you start splitting up